This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. U.S. House Democrats are setting up a fight with President Donald Trump over his national emergency declaration at the southern border. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Texas Congressman Joaquin Castro introduced a resolution to block the declaration, which the president made to bypass Congress and build his border wall.
What the president is attempting is an unconstitutional power grab.
And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats won't let him get away with it.
The president is being frivolous with the Constitution.
She says the House will vote next week on the resolution. It's certain to pass and may get through the GOP-led Senate as well, which could result in the president's first veto while testing Republican support for his move. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Trucks carrying civilians were seen Friday leaving the eastern Syrian village of Baghouz, which is the last remaining enclave of the Islamic State's self-declared caliphate. The convoy was escorted by gun-mounted pickup trucks belonging to the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces. Meantime, the White House announced Thursday the U.S. is pulling back from a complete withdrawal in Syria. Reuters' Emily Wither reports they'll leave a small peacekeeping group of 200 American troops.
An SDF spokesman says the terrorists have two choices, either surrender without terms or see this battle out until the end. After IS, these Kurdish forces might face another threat from Turkey, who views the group as a threat to their security. Trump has been under pressure from multiple advisors to adjust his policy to ensure their protection. This change of heart will be welcome news to the fighters here.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither reporting. Turkish police raided the homes of hundreds of military personnel on Friday in connection with the July 2016 failed coup. The prosecutor's office charged the service members with links to the network of U.S.-based Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. This is VOA News. Officials